Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and I want to start with just a couple of seconds of just settling our minds, our thoughts, our emotions. Just taking a second to take a deep breath, letting the Lord make himself real to you. We take authority over any and all interference. Any interference from any of our enemies, the world system, our own flesh, or the devil, that does not have a legal right to be involved in our lives, we send you away right now. You have no right to be here. You must go. You must go now. And you must go where Jesus sends you. If you do have a legal right to be here, we're going to set aside a time after this program to learn about you and deal with you according to the Lord's direction. Our goal is that there be no interference between us and the Lord regarding what he is doing in our lives. And this is something we can be involved in. It's work, it's effort, but this is our lives here on this earth. We want to make the most of everything, of every day, every moment, every opportunity and circumstance that God has placed us in and around us. We want to make the most of it. Lord, right now, you know our needs. You know what we need because, in a sense, you created that need. And those needs are to draw us to you. We're not going to try to fix ourselves or to work harder or to try something new. Instead, Lord, we turn to you. We just ask that you meet those needs according to your purpose, because we know you love us. We value your presence, Lord. We appreciate you. We're grateful for everything you've done in our lives and everything you're doing, and just for revealing yourself to us to begin with. We are so appreciative and grateful. Lord, we just want to know you, and we want to be known by you, and we're willing to let go of anything that hinders your free movement in our lives, because we know that's our benefit. We benefit fully from you having free reign in our lives. We want to experience your love, your faithfulness, your trustworthiness, your joy and your peace and your rest. We want to experience the fullness of who you are. Lord, we know they're called the nine gifts of the Spirit, but they are really your character. And we want your character fully formed in us. We want to experience everything that you are in us in this lifetime. Lord, we appreciate how gentle you are with us. But we also ask for clarity, Lord. You know how dense we can be and how we fight against what's good for us if it means changing. But, Lord, you know our end from our beginning and every moment in between. and we trust that you do know what's best for us in the short run and in the long term. Lord, for those things that are concerning to us, the relationships and the changes that are happening and very rapidly in some people's lives, I just ask that you would go before these situations. Make your direction clear and obvious, and be a way of peace, that they would know the direction to go by the peace that you give. And Lord, things that are going to be left undone, let them be taken care of according to your purpose, which is to show your own glory, Lord, to show your own love. Lord, we know that, again, you know what's best, and you know our needs, and we just ask that you meet those needs right now. Lord, needs for physical healing, especially in the feet and the legs, Lord, we just ask that you touch them right now. You restore the broken bones, and you restore the arthritis and even problems from burns and gangrene and cold. Lord, we just ask that you do a quick healing, even that it would draw attention to those that are treating. Lord, reverse some of these circumstances completely, Lord, to your purpose. Lord, touch those situations, Lord. Show up in a mighty way. And we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do. Lord, I just ask you right now that you would continue to reveal the path we are to take for each one of us. We have a tendency to see this time of year as a time of change and reviewing the past year and setting for the next year. But Lord, we want to be open to that at any time of the year. And if you're not giving new direction, to be satisfied with that, Lord. You are our moment by moment, you are our guidance counselor. And you give perfect counsel. And we just ask that you would make us more and more able to receive your counsel and cooperate with you as you change us from glory to glory, that we may see you more clearly and be changed by seeing you. Again, we thank you ahead of time for what you're doing. And Lord, on a larger scale, those things that you have planned, that we recognize your sovereignty, we recognize your grace and your power, and we understand you have things up your sleeve that we don't have the foggiest idea. But we accept that those things are for our good. And we ask that you prepare us if we need to be prepared for what is coming tomorrow and what is coming in the weeks and months ahead. We ask that you give us the peace that passes understanding and even reconciliation for our nations, for this world, and for even family, that reconciliation, we see what is important. And we begin to value life again, Lord, that precious gift that you've given us for this time, that we begin to be clear about what's really important. The veil, Lord, we ask that you not only show us more and more, bring us behind that split veil, but also lift the veil off of those who are seeking truth. There are so many that have been blinded by our enemies, Lord, even through this process, that veil be lifted, that blindness be lifted, and that they will begin to see anew and afresh your very nature and become aware of where they lack, that what they believe does not satisfy, that only you satisfy. So, Lord, we ask that what you are doing in our lives and in this global situation, that you do a quick work, that you do it speedily, and yet complete the work that you have set aside for this time. Do it with as little damage and disruption as possible. But we know that you work all things together for your purpose, which includes for us. And Lord, help teach us what that truly means. So Lord, again, I thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. And for those who are seeking a physical healing, I just encourage you to ask right now, even if you need to pause this, ask the Lord right now to specifically, what do you want from him? And Lord, I just ask that you touch that need right now. Bring healing, wholeness, and restoration in our physical bodies. And I thank you. So we're going to finish up where we were talking about last week. We were talking about reviewing basically what can we do to know God. And the simplicity, it's not that hard. It's not about doctrine. It's not about works. It's not about building your faith or ministry or gifts or anointing. It's about relationship. What can we do to know God? God is practical. God knows where we are. He knows we need step-by-step guides, and we need to things as simple as we are. And so we want to make sure, talking about that we don't add to the simplicity of devotion to Christ. So what can we do to know God? First, we show up for class. If you want to learn who God is, how he works, how he does things, what do you do when you learn? It's a classroom. Your life is your classroom. Show up. Take him seriously. He wants to teach you. He's your guidance counselor. He's your teacher, your guide, your helper. But he wants to have the relationship where we are cooperating with him, where we are present with his presence. So show up for class. Do the homework he assigns. When he says start working on this, or if he gives you an interest in an area, pursue it. You know, you take it back to him, Lord, is this something you want me to spend time on? And then pursue it. A lot of times, what he gives us to work on, don't expect it to bear fruit in terms of answering your questions. A lot of times, there's something else going on, and we don't know what it is until long after we have completed a task he's given us. Third, take the tests he gives you. Be willing to make a fool of yourself, and then do it again. Be willing to fail and succeed and fail and take the test again. The only person whose opinion it matters on how you're doing is God. And he's already graded you A+. You've already passed all your tests. This is not what this is about. You've already got the job. You're now in training to learn to live as a spirit being here on this earth. You don't have to worry about failing him or disappointing God. He's already fully embraced you. He can't undo your adoption. You've already been recreated as a spirit being. You're a son. You're his son. That can't be undone. So, and he likes it that way. Everything that was needed to restore your relationship with Father was done in the Son. There was no lack. There was no way out. There's no out clause except for this. There's no footnotes. If you've been born again, you are a son of God. And that's it. So moving forward is we are learning to live like a son of God. And that's the process. He's not going to abandon you because you don't measure up to some self-proclaimed standards, or even as we take these tests, as we try and fail and miss him and make mistakes and find out what our soul is really like, the strengths and weaknesses of our soul, our strengths and weaknesses of our character. As God reveals not only himself but ourselves, guess what? He knew that already, and he made you that way. Part of the challenge we are learning is to not be distracted by our own faults. Let me repeat that. Don't be distracted by your own faults. Now, don't glory in your great traits either, but glory in him. The more we spend time with God, you know, let him decide what he wants to put his finger on. Now, if something keeps on coming up, we all know about going around the mountain over and over again. If that keeps on happening, God may want to talk to you. For instance, if you keep on getting angry, and, you know, we talked last week, probably the last couple of weeks, about this holiday time. Sometimes it's the worst time of the whole year. Everybody's stretched thin and has high expectations that are never met, and family, you know, our buttons get pushed and we push other people's buttons. Just let him minister to you. Part of the process is for us to learn how to receive unconditionally. And that peace and that rest and that joy and the specific direction and healing can come at the most unexpected times. God doesn't care. God is not a respecter of our circumstances. You can be in the worst snit, and he's healing you. You just never know. But God wants to show you what he's doing in your life. Just because he enjoys our joy. And we've talked many times about the fastest way to get into hearing him clearly is to express appreciation. I think there's something about our expressing that, expressing gratitude, and having a heart and a stance of gratitude toward God, that I don't think the devil can stand it. I don't think our soul called flesh can stand it. I don't think the world system can stand gratitude. I think there's just something about it that, because it's just thank you, Lord. I know, and it's because there's nothing, I know I deserved this, but thank you anyway. No, just thank you. I think that just opens us up so wide to receiving who and what God is that our enemies cannot stand. Cannot stand in front of gratitude. And I think, too, sometimes that happens in relationships as well. We look for the faults. We look for the negative. We use standards that are unrealistic and not ours to set. Yet when we start to express gratitude for our lives, for the circumstances we're in, for what God is doing in those circumstances, and for the people He's and things that He has placed in their lives. So head into the holidays with a heart of gratitude and just see if God doesn't do a mighty work through you, in your heart, in your life, in your circumstances. That may be one of the tests He has for you. That normally wear your button, and this doesn't mean that you don't have buttons, and this doesn't mean that people won't try to push them. But you may notice much less of a reaction. You and I, as human beings, or spirit beings in the human body, we're not that complex. We're not that hard to figure out from our enemy's standpoint. But there's also a simplicity to short-circuiting those buttons. And I believe it starts with gratitude and appreciation toward God. I don't think God can resist that. God wants to be wanted and loved and appreciated. And when we receive unconditionally from Him and just say thanks, I think He just wants to give us more. It just warms His heart towards us. So we take the tests, and we're willing to fail and to take our tests again. And sometimes it's helpful, not always, but sometimes it's helpful to really stop and take a note what kind of test you're in, what's going on in your life that is testing you. And are you trying to take the test? Or are you letting the Lord do it through you? Is that test revealing where you are fighting God, where you are trying to maintain control? Or instead, are you letting Him show you where you have succeeded, where you have grown, where you have been healed? Fourth, be willing to be promoted. Now, this can be hard because a lot of times, you know, the promotion is very often about, again, being out of control. And there's a fear of getting God's attention and being put in new situations, trying new things. But if God wants to give you more and wants to start expecting more, be willing to be available for more. He has made you ready because He is ready for whatever it is. So let Him speak to you about what is a promotion. What would a promotion in your life look like? And then fifth, be willing to learn more. Don't be satisfied with where you are now. Our God is limitless. And He wants to share that limitlessness with us, with you. Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into our minds, our hearts, what God has in store for us. ask, Lord, what's going on? What are you doing? What's on your mind? What's on your heart? I want to know what's going on. I'm willing to be made able to partner with you, to be your confidant, to be your friend. I'm available. And that's it. That's the simplicity of God's approach to learning. We do a very small part. We show up for class. We do our homework. We take the tests. We're willing to graduate from fifth grade to sixth grade. And we're willing to learn more. Okay, there's more, there's more, there's more. Sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth. There's more to learn. We don't want to be satisfied. That's our part. But what does that imply? That God has a part. What does God do? What is his involvement in us knowing him? Well, God knows we have difficulty, to say the least, knowing him fully in our soul and our body. Remember, in our spirit, you already fully know him. You already have received all the eternal life you're ever going to receive in your soul. I mean, in your spirit. The soul and the body are the problem, not the spirit. It's been a long time, ages, in fact, since we have communed with him in our true state of spirit being, spirit, soul, and body. We've been crippled and inside out and unable to commune with him as he originally intended and created. His ways are not our ways. He does things altogether differently than we do. One of our big challenges is to accept that he doesn't think like us, or we don't think like him. So we have to ask him, Lord, what are you thinking here? To try to figure out on our own and from our own strength how to know God and what he is doing will leave us frustrated and confused. So God himself takes the responsibility to teach and guide us into all truth, into his ways. It's his job, his responsibility to reveal himself and to change us. We can relax as we come into his presence, knowing that since he loves us, and knowing him is something he wants for us to do, what is necessary to bring us into that peace-filled, comforting relationship that he wants. God knows how wounded, how easily distracted, how controlled by soul, how narrow-minded each of us is, and brushes that aside, speaking instead to our inner spirit being that already has ears that hear. He is changing us, but that is not keeping him. The fact that we need to be healed and changed does not keep him from loving us and doing what is best for us. So thanks for tuning in. We will be having a program even though it's the Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve, we will be having programs on those evenings, since most people take these messages by podcast. I don't think that will be a problem. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.